Nurses aid protesters. BP pills better at night. And challenges nurses face in other parts of the world. Plus, we're going to take a look at the Care Challenge website with an interview with Rob Fraser. If that's what you're looking for, you found it. It's The Nursing Show. Well, good day and welcome to this week's episode of The Nursing Show. I'm your host, Jamie Davis, and I'd like to welcome all of you to the program this week. Got a good show coming up for you, including a very special interview with our good friend, Rob Fraser. We had him on before and several times. He's also been a guest over at Insights in Nursing. And Rob's coming on to talk about the Care Challenge website and some of the things that are going on over there. This is a program that's recognizing nurses worldwide who are innovators in certain ways, in the ways they care for their patients. Not just technology innovators, but innovators in patient care. And I think that's really cool. So this is the Care Challenge site, and we'll be looking at that and talking a little bit about how that works with Rob Fraser later on in this episode. Before we do that, though, I do want to remind you that we have information, links, and to everything we've discussed over at the Nursing Show website, nursingshow.com. You can find information and links right there at the top of the page on the show notes link. And you can use that show notes link to find any of the episodes of The Nursing Show. I also urge you to get back in touch with me either by leaving a comment over on The Nursing Show site or go ahead and reach me here directly by sending an email to me at nursingshow@gmail.com. And I will get back to you. I try to respond to every single email I get. And I love to hear from you. You're part of the community here. And it really is a community effort. If you're listening to the show and I say something that drives you absolutely nuts and you want to complain and yell at me, you can do that, okay? I am not trying to be the expert of all things. I'm trying to disseminate information as best I can, but I'm going to make mistakes. And if I make a mistake or you'd like to share your opinion about something that I said, we can do that. I'd be happy to set up an interview with you and have you on the show, or at least look at some other information, send me some links and things. Whatever the case may be, get back in touch. Become involved in The Nursing Show, either through that way or through sharing The Nursing Show with other nurses, teaching them how you consume The Nursing Show, whether it's on a device like an iPod or iPhone or another media player on the computer using the website or some other device like a set-top box where you're getting it through like an Apple TV or a Roku box or one of the new integrated televisions that get web video right on your TV screen in your living room. However you do it, tell other people about it and about the show, and let's share the show. You know, I don't have this advertising budget to go out there and tell everybody about what we're doing here, so I really rely very heavily on you and the word of mouth that you share. So please continue to do that. We're going to go ahead and get on into our news segment coming up here in just a sec, and we'll move on in that direction now. We'll go ahead and get into this week's Nursing Show news. And the first article came up, you know, as members of the Occupy Wherever movement, you know, fill in your city here, right? They're all over the place. And there's a lot of things that go along with that. Of course, many cities are trying to break up some of these demonstrations or limit their access and time frame just from public safety standpoints. But in the meantime, there's a lot of people gathering and want to share their thoughts, maybe their displeasure, and whatever they have to say with the leaders in both financial and government sectors. And in the meantime, they have some issues and may be coming up. So interestingly enough, from Portland, Maine, members of the Maine State Nurses Association visited the Occupy Maine's Portland site and worked together to get a medical aid tent set up and handing out blankets, warm clothes, and basic first aid kits to the protesters just to make sure they had the resources they need to stay healthy. Was pointed out by some of the nurses that it is flu season and they want to make sure that they stay, people are doing what they can do to stay healthy and to stay warm and dry in the current, this time of year. You know, it's just crazy weather. So certainly we want to keep that in mind. Nurses are everywhere, and it's not just our traditional roles that really have an impact all the time. Sometimes it's some of the other ancillary things we do on the side, either as volunteers or as part of an outreach like this one to provide resources to a group of people that need it for whatever reason. And in this situation, these protesters have something to say and share, And the nurses in Portland decided that this was something they needed to make sure that they were healthy and well taken care of so that they could have their voices heard. And I applaud that. You know, I think supporting that kind of resource and providing those resources to people in your community is one of the things nursing is about, not just providing care in the hospital or in the more traditional settings. So good job on that. And we'll continue to look at some of the things that nurses do to volunteer in the coming months here on the Nursing Show. Coming up, another article I picked up on, it's been reported in many places. This particular link that you'll find in the show notes is to MSNBC.com, but looking at a recent study that came out that looked at changing the timing of your blood pressure medicine could reduce your risk for heart attack or stroke in the early morning hours. Those of us that are in the emergency setting know that often heart attacks and strokes happen to people in the wee hours of the morning, just before they start to wake up. For whatever reason, whether it's the body's circadian rhythms or whatever, there seems to be a spike somehow in the heart's systems at that point in time. And so we see a lot of cardiac problems first thing in the mornings sometimes from patients. And in that case, it may be that they're, by shifting their meds to another time of day, like taking them right before bedtime, that the moderating effects of their blood pressure medications can affect the physiology in such a way that that spike that is causing those problems seems to be lessened and the risk factors for that go down. Certainly a lot of people take the medications as a once a day medication in the morning, and I just wanted to point this article out. A lot of you read it and probably have already taken it to heart, but it is important for us, as depending on what you do as a nurse, to make sure that you're aware of things like this and to be able to advise your patients when they're taking a large number of medicines or certain types of medications to ask the question, hey, tell me a little bit about how and when you take this. What's your schedule for your daily meds? Let's take a look at that. And then maybe sit down with a pharmacist or other resource in your area, a nurse practitioner or your physician prescriber, and look at some of the research out there that may have come out. Some patients are taking the same meds for 10, 15 years, never changed the way they started taking it. Maybe they didn't take it right to begin with, or maybe the study has come out to change how they should be taking it, and that recommendation has changed since they first started taking the med. But whatever the case, you know, use this as an opportunity to work with your patients. Maybe they need to come off of some of their meds. Maybe they shouldn't be taking them concurrently. They should be taken a few hours apart from each other in some cases. And this is just, again, maybe you can alleviate a health problem for one or more of your patients by just keeping this type of thing in the back of your mind. So I just wanted to point this out. This article was well publicized and probably a lot of you saw it, but it just points out that there are all kinds of research studies like this out there at when to take best to take medicines with or without food and otherwise. So we should be aware of that, looking at our drug guides, talking to our pharmacy resources, and trying to help our patients make the best decisions on how we schedule their medication regimen. Finally, I just want to wrap up with an article here that I found at the Mail and Guardian online, and this is coming out of Africa, I think out of South Africa. The reason I brought this article up is because it really points out some things that we take for granted here in the U.S. and perhaps some other developed nations, that nursing is the same all over the world. You know, here in Australia, there might be some minor differences in the UK, but a nurse is a nurse is a nurse. We all have the same, you know, we all look back to the same roots of nursing when we look at nursing care. But that doesn't mean that nurses have the same advantages everywhere or have made the same advances in respect and in the way that they're treated by other members of the healthcare professions. And that just goes to show this article saying nursing scarred by negligence. And it looks at the different ways that nurses are treated in this article, talking about how the nurse was given instructions, but then didn't hear the instructions and didn't do things properly. When the nurse went to ask the physician for assistance, they were denigrated and put down. There sometimes is a culture of change that needs to happen. And just because it may have happened to some extent or others here in the United States and other places doesn't mean that that kind of mutual respect is always the case everywhere. And certainly, it's not always the case here either. But there are certainly better standards than what you read about in this article. So I would urge you to check it out. I mean, sometimes I think we need to step back and look at what nurses in other places are dealing with, some of the challenges that they're dealing with, and see what we can do to make ourselves aware of some of the challenges and things that nurses around the world face in other settings than what we might be used to here in the U.S. or in other parts of the world listening to the show. So I just wanted to point that out. I thought it was interesting, and I would just urge you to keep in touch. And if you find another article like this, share it with me so I can share it with the listeners and viewers here on The Nursing Show, because that's certainly what it's all about, is the community effort we have here to make sure that the information gets out to the rest of the Nursing Show community. We want to go ahead and get into our interview segment this week. We have a very special interview with Rob Fraser. Now, Rob is our good friend up in Canada and a nurse and educator, researcher, and podcaster in Canada about podcasting and nursing issues. And I just to remind you, you may have remember Rob from coming on the show in the past with his book, The Nurse's Social Media Advantage. And I'll tell you what, if you're interested in learning more about the different parts of social media in this particular world and the different things that are out there, you know, somebody mentions a social media service you really aren't familiar with, you want to learn more about how to use your nursing skills online in a social media way, this is a great book to get you started. And again, that's The Nurse's Social Media Advantage, and you can pick it up online in numerous places. Just go ahead and Google it. But Rob, welcome back to The Nursing Show. It's great to have you here on the show and to really get a chance to talk with you. And you've got a really exciting project that you're associated with now, helping out to get the word out about a great project recognizing nurses who are innovating around the world.
Hey, Jamie, thank you so much. Just an honor to kind of be back with you on one of these shows. I know it's been a while since I've been on this one, and it's been a while since I've been on Insights in Nursing as well. But I've been finishing up graduate school, and yeah, like you said, being involved in a couple of exciting projects. And today I'd love to talk to nurses about Care Challenge, and that's care-challenge.com, and it's just a fantastic project trying to recognize the innovative projects that nurses are doing around the world, being launched actually out of Europe. But the fantastic part is now projects aren't limited to just the hospital or the province or the state or even country. Now we can actually launch these things online and start to pull together the global community of nursing innovation, which is fantastic.
Now, what's the goal here? Is this to share information? Obviously, we're recognizing and we're awarding a prize to innovative nurses based on some of the projects they're working on, and giving them a financial reward that they can use towards their project of their choice. But what are some of the other goals? I mean, obviously, the prize is great, but isn't there more to it than just going and trying to get a prize?
Absolutely. Care Challenge is trying to kind of do a couple of different things, which is get nurses to tap into that kind of innovator in themselves. I think over the last couple of years, or at least in the part of nursing education that I've been through, we kind of have forgotten some of our kind of background in innovation. And we were the people who invented ostomies. We were the profession that helped to create wheeled transport to go and get your patient that 60 miles across dirt roads during civil wars. We were part of a lot of innovation in the design of healthcare systems, the design of hospitals. And it's not often taught in classes, but nurses are doing fantastic projects, and I don't necessarily mean with technology and the tools that myself and you are always using, Jamie. Nurses are doing fantastic things to improve just the direct delivery of patient care. Maybe it's just patients coming into a clinic, or the kind of timely order, or all sorts of different things. And one of the unfortunate things is before we had these online tools and communities or something like Care Challenge, the innovation happens in one place, and that person has to work so hard to get support for it from their local, from their community, and it just kind of takes a lot of effort, and it doesn't spread necessarily as quickly as a good idea should, because a good idea cannot just impact their patients, but if a nurse in a different city that's doing the same thing can benefit from it, then they can pick that up and start to take that further and improve patient care there, and that's what most of us were really trying to do in our jobs and our professions. So Care Challenge is a simple kind of application to submit your innovation. It takes less than 25 minutes, and it's just asking for a few simple pieces of information. And the nice part about this kind of prize and this community is that it's going to allow nurses to submit it, but that goes into a public library so that you're also sharing it with the global community of nurses. So you can see some of the innovative prizes. And if you don't think you're there kind of yet, you can at least go and take a look at some of the innovative things that are happening and see is there anything that kind of relates. And it was originally launched, it's launched globally. Obviously, the internet is like that. But where it was being developed was actually in France. So there's actually a couple of French projects on there. So I'm having to use Google Translate to see some of the first projects that are rolling in. But it's great to see the work that nurses are doing around the world. And hopefully the project that you're working on, again, can be elevated to that level so that your work is being shared further. But hopefully it can be recognized with a bit of support. There's some different prizes available too.
And I know that we're, you know, one of the reasons I always tell nurses that if you haven't been to one of your conferences for your nursing specialty, you definitely should get to them because of the networking that goes on. And also the sharing of ideas that someone may have solved a problem you have already and saves you, they come up with a more elegant solution than the solution you came up with. And it's one of the advantages of sharing at these types of conferences is the things you bring back to your care and your practice as a nurse. And this is a great evidence of the advantage of the internet, the advantage of that social media environment, sharing those types of projects. And, you know, yeah, there's some of the things that are being put out here in French or in another language, and yet we can use something like Google Translator to go ahead and just cut and paste the project description right into Google Translator, and it'll do a fair job of bringing out an English translation of it if we need to do that.
Yeah, so you can get an idea of what's going on there. And absolutely. I did an interview for one of my other websites, Nursing Ideas, with Tjetsik Hoekstra. He's a Dutch nurse that I met actually at the conference I just flew back from this morning. I met him 2 years ago in Indianapolis, and his job as a nurse is to actually fly around to different conferences, hear what the best and most exciting ideas are, and bring them back and implement them. And before, and it's not necessarily better to do it online, but if you don't have the budget to administration that's supporting you to go to those conferences to bring back those ideas, and there's no physician in your hospital. The exciting part is you can actually check out some of these ideas online, and people think that technology, it's because they're working with computers and microchips and developers because they have, it's technology, it's the magic, but really it's the way that they share ideas and develop, and that's why they accelerate at the pace they do. It's Moore's Law that talks about how computers improve and double pretty much every year. But that was a prediction, and one of the reasons it's held true is more that their expectation of the way that they improve was kind of attached to that, and they share ideas so rapidly. And in our traditional ways of sharing information in nursing, we wait to our yearly conference, and then we go and present, and then someone says, oh, that's an interesting idea, maybe I'll do something with that. And there were 75 people in my presentation yesterday. And unfortunately, if you weren't there, I didn't record this year. I had some problems getting some equipment there, but if no one kind of takes that idea further or no one does anything with it, I may not hear back ever, or maybe I'll hear back the year later at the conference again when someone does something. Whereas technology, what they're doing is they're sharing things online, they're taking things apart, and they're trying to accelerate so quickly. So a 13-year-old coder who does something really interesting with web development will post it online, and then someone will see that and take it a little bit further. So I think it's so exciting to see nursing come of age where we're interested in these tools so that we can take our ideas and not just every year at the conference, but hopefully we can have a couple conversations in between and improve our idea, because that's what it's all about. Because you may have been improving it one way, but a nurse in a different place slightly differently. But if you two can connect and combine those and evolve those, it's exactly what bacteria is doing to us. It's evolving and changing at a rapid rate. So, you know, antibiotic-resistant infections, why is it doing that? Because of that kind of evolutionary improvement. It's being forced to grow, challenge, and change. And if we can use that kind of cellular evolution in our kind of innovation and share those ideas, evolve quickly, and not just kind of do something every year, get slightly better. Yep. And that's why I'm so excited about these projects.
And I'm looking at some of the projects here and thinking about the opportunities for individuals to connect in a way internationally, so that we can, you know, we could have opportunities here for some really great multi-site nursing research studies going on out there on advancing nursing practice in different ways because of some ideas shared in this way. You connect with a nurse in another country doing something similar to something you're passionate about, and the two of you could come up with a really innovative way of looking at two different ways of dealing with the care, nursing care, and coming up with a really innovative study that looks at things from a different perspective. I think so often we're stuck in how we do research, and certainly there's a practice and an established method of doing research, but it doesn't mean that we can't look at some of the ways we establish these things a little bit differently.
Absolutely, and people, they hear about technology and Twitter, and they're like, oh, that's for amateurs, that's people who can't write long papers and assignments, but it's so exciting to me to think about that. Yeah, if you can find someone else, the ability of you to do one of the highest levels of research, a multi-sided trial, to actually pilot and test something and consider how it's going to work outside, it makes it easier and better and more robust. So that's what I had a lot of fun just explaining at the conferences I'm attending, is how it can be worked in traditional tools. But I love this CARE Challenge initiative as well, because if you look at the other projects and what they've had to submit, it is extremely simple. All they're asking for is for a kind of brief description about the problem, what your potential solution is, your kind of, that's the innovation part, and then what your expected results are about. And then they want to hear a little bit about the nurse. And it's really kind of short and supposed to be digestible. They don't want long papers and grant proposals. This is about sharing an idea and the power of the idea, and hopefully that's what's going to get propelled and shared further. And the nurses, they can work on that research part. They can work on the knowledge part. But this is a place just to kind of share that, spark that idea, and then hopefully we'll recognize some of them. But yeah, hopefully there'll be some great, not unexpected, but unplanned consequences, like nurses connecting and taking those ideas and sharing them globally and improving patient health, because that's really why we're all trying to do what we do. We love patients, but I don't know. I haven't worked in patient care in the last 2 years, and Jamie, you've been doing this kind of stuff, but really why we're doing this is we love our professions and we love the challenges that we're all facing. We want to do what we can to help improve that patient care and improve the professionalism. So hopefully this is going to be a program that does that.
Yeah, and that's you nailed it. I mean, one of the reasons I do this show and any of the programs I work towards really to help share information more effectively between nurses, give them the opportunities to hear my take on maybe some recent news items, and also to hear what's going on out in the nursing community at large, and share some ideas, and then encourage them to share back. I mean, that's, you know, social media by nature requires a communication, a two-way communication pathway. This is really exciting. What's the time frame for this prize? Is there a limit to when the submissions will be accepted?
Yeah, they're right now trying to push for the end of November. I think it's November 28th is the date that they want to kind of get a lot of submissions in so that people can start to vote on them. Because what they want to do is also hear back from the global community of nurses of what they find interesting and what they're excited about. And they're going to, this is being done by Sanofi, Aventi, and the International Council of Nurses. So they're the ones who have partnered up to kind of work at this global level to promote the project. So they're going to have a kind of a peer-reviewed panel of nurses, but they also want to take into consideration what the public community of nurses is thinking is interesting and fascinating. So they're hoping to get a lot of submissions in by November 28th to start that kind of voting process, to start that kind of external peer review where people can say, that's a really cool idea, I think that's just really fascinating, maybe kind of share it or vote on it. And then I think the prizes are going to be given out in the later spring. So at the end of November, we really are trying to put this big push on to get nurses in there. Because, again, you don't necessarily have to be doing something with technology, but if you're working in a project to improve your hospital setting, to improve your community practice, to improve your nurse practitioner clinic, we want to hear about what it is, and we want to share that great idea. So hopefully we can get you some leverage. And it's a 2,000-euro prize. And for those of you in the States, the quick calculation on that is about $4,000 to $5,000, depending on where your dollar's sitting at, which is a nice kind of bump, and there's no kind of intellectual capital, there's no post requirements. It just has to be distributed through a nursing body. And the other part, if you don't get the Euro prize, the actual money, there's actually giving away some professional video production, which I think is a cool thing to do, because again, it helps you bring that to administrators, to decision makers, and get that project shared a little bit further. Because what they really want is, yeah, it's not just trying to pad pockets, but like hopefully that money will seed your work, but really they're trying to recognize and share these great ideas that are happening all over the place. But a light under a bucket isn't shining, so we got to hold what nurses are doing up so that the world can see it. And I think this is again, to raise the profession, both when it within ourselves so that we can see what each other are doing, but also so that the public can see what nurses do. Because I remember coming into nursing, I had no idea the breadth and the different roles that nurses are developing and creating and have been serving in for decades. So it's hopefully a project that's going to push that further.
Yeah, you know, the prize is certainly great, but I really think that's just icing on the cake. The real benefit here, the meat of this whole project is really the ability to share and disseminate some great ideas and projects from nurses out there to the community at large, and then give other nurses and healthcare professionals an opportunity to see what's going on and then gather from it and develop collaborations and then also ultimately submit some group approval of what they think are some of the best projects to get the ultimate prize. But this is a great project, and again, it's care-challenge.com, and I would urge everybody to check this out and really get in there and find something that you're inspired by. If you're involved in a project, you know, one of the things Rob and I talked about before this episode we started recording was really just nurses don't like to toot their own horns, right? We don't like to go out there and say, hey, look at me. But I'd urge you to go in there, and if you're doing some project in your community, if you're passionate about making some changes and are working on something in your facility, in your community, in your healthcare setting, whatever that may be, that you take that passion and get it out there and recognize it, not for your sake, but for the sake of someone else trying to do the same thing somewhere else in the country, in the world, wherever they are, and looking at you as providing them some answers to their solutions, and maybe you find solutions from somebody else's project. So again, care-challenge.com. Rob Fraser, great having you on the Nursing Show again. And I just want to plug your book one more time, because I can't say enough about The Nurse's Social Media Advantage by Rob Fraser. Just a fantastic resource that is very timely in our social media age. So you check that out as well. Rob, thanks for coming on. And when you got something else, just let me know. We'd love to have you on the show anytime.
Thank you so much, Jamie, and thank you to all the nurses who have listened to this program. Again, I'm so excited to see what you guys are up to, and if you aren't doing something, who's that nurse on your unit or that you know that's been working their butt off to get something done, and maybe get them in there, because maybe they can benefit from it. And thanks for plugging the book, Jamie. I do really appreciate it, but it really was about giving back, because as a new grad and a new member of this profession, I'm just so honored from all the support of experienced nurses and mentors, and hopefully this is something that will just stimulate dialogue about the tools and things that we have to be able to elevate a profession. It's been great talking to you, Jamie. Thank you so much.
And that's going to wrap up this week's episode of The Nursing Show. I want to thank everybody for checking out the program this week. And again, encourage you to head over to nursingshow.com. Check out all the resources and links to everything discussed on this and every other episode. You'll find it available over there at nursingshow.com under the show notes link right there at the top of the page, including links to the Care Challenge website. That's care-challenge.com, but you'll find a link directly there. Also a link on how to get a hold of Rob's book, The Social Media Advantage, and that's a link through Amazon.com. And yes, that is an affiliate link, so if you purchase from that, a few cents of what you spend comes back to the Nursing Show, so that's always a help. But it is the same price to you regardless, and you can find it at Amazon directly too. But there's a link to get that from the Nursing Show website as well. I urge you to check out any of the resources and the news items discussed in the episodes and then utilize them and use them to help you make your nursing practice a little bit better each and every week. That's my goal here. I hope that is working for you. And let me know about that. You can reach me by email, nursingshow@gmail.com, or leave a comment right over on the Nursing Show website. You know, when you do leave a comment on any of the articles there or on the show notes pages there, it actually sends me an email whenever a comment is left and allows me to go in there and take a look at the comment. If it's the first time you've left a comment, it waits for me to approve the comment just to kind of deal with the spammers. But once you're approved, you can go back and comment on things, and it usually appears pretty quickly without any kind of intervention from myself. Although I still get an email about it, and I'm able to go over and share back with you right there on the website. So do that. If you want to get a hold of me on Twitter or Facebook or social media avenues. Usually you can find me under the handle Podmedic, P-O-D-M-E-D-I-C. And you can always, of course, become a fan of the Nursing Show website, and that is at facebook.com/nursingshow. And we've got over 1,000 fans over there, and you could be one of them. Just click the like button at the top of the page and then share with the other fans. You can leave links to things you're passionate about there. You can check out links to articles recently on this show or things that I post. Sometimes I post some things over there just because I found something, and it's a quick and easy way for me to link back to the community right away, immediately, without waiting for the next episode to record. So you can find some things that way over at the Nursing Show site, or just leave a comment on something over there, right there on facebook.com/nursingshow. That's it for me. We're going to go ahead and close out the show. Again, remember, I try to bring a show out every Friday. Usually I'm done by Thursday and it's uploading and ready to go for Friday. But Friday, Nursing Show comes out. And again, we want you to look forward to it, plan to listen to it or watch it if you're viewing it, and go ahead and catch the Nursing Show each and every week. And, you know, please remember to stay safe and stay tuned here to the Nursing Show. Take care.